Thank you for Sister Jihab for her testimony last week.
她说当年很多年前
she said many years ago,
她让真言上的话
she let the words in Proverbs
像一面镜子照进她的心井里
she let those words be a mirror that was reflected within her
来引领她离弃自己的道路
to help lead her to stay away from her own ways.
那个情形就让我想到诗篇119篇58-59节，我们来看好吗？好。
That reminded me of Psalms 119, 58, verse 58.
58-59节。
And verse 59.
他说：“我一心求过你的恩。”愿你照你的话怜悯我，我思想我所行的道，就转步归向你的法度。
I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes.
Yeah, 那当他被神的话督责，转向神来顺从神的时候。
And when she was led by God's word, and she turned her ways to God,
她得了什么赏赐呢？
What did she gain?
我们上个礼拜都听见了。
And last week we heard about that.
那个是她在很忙的时段，她跟我们讲，她在很忙的时段里。
And that happened during a really busy time.
她没有忘记。要把亲近神、生命跟神相交这样的事情当作第一个优先次序。
But she didn't forget to put that intimacy with God in as the first thing in her life.
所以她就得了恩宠。
And so she received blessings.
你知道这件事是我们在忙碌的现代人的生活里很容易被忽略的。
You know that in our busy lives, in today's world, it's really easy to forget.
我们知道我们有一个对头。
We know that we have a goal.
凡是要寻求神的人。想要寻求神的人，他们都有一个对头。
And everyone who wants to seek God and who
就是那个抵挡神 enemy.
Oh, okay. Enemy. All right, there's an enemy. For those who want to seek God, you know, we know that there's an enemy.
你知道，在这整个的宇宙里面。
You know, in this whole universe,
有一个属灵的，有一个灵界。
There's a spiritual realm.
灵界上有一个征战神跟抵挡他的。
And in the spiritual realm, there is there are battles and there's someone who is trying to go against God.
就是 Satan, 他叫 Satan, 对不对？
And the person is Satan.
好，那。灵界的征战，这一场圣战。
And in this, you know, spiritual, war.
我一直在寻求神的人的里面发生。
This kind of war exists in everyone who wants to seek the Lord.
我们要寻得神。
You know, we want to seek and obtain God.
仇敌要赢得我们。
But the enemy wants to take us over.
所以这个 enemy 这个仇敌他有另外一个名字他就是要来欺骗神的百姓。
So this enemy has another name as well, and we know that this enemy wants to deceive God's people.
他的名字就叫说谎之人的父，还有迷惑普天下的。
His name is also the father of all lies and
比威廉 make us bewildered, 迷惑普天下的。
And it causes confusion.
那我们 confusion 借着什么？借着我们忙这忙那。
And he does this through, you know, when we are, you know, busy doing this and that.
那也许我们忙的事都是应该去关心的。
And you know, sometimes the things that we're busy working on, you know, it's
应该是我们努力去做的事。
Sometimes those things we have to do.
但是我们却在忙乱中把很重要的事忽略了。
But during our busyness, we've already neglected.
Yeah, the most important.
The most important.
那件事就是枝子连在葡萄树上这个根源。
We've forgotten about the fact that the vine has to be, the branch has to be
the vine.那我们都朗朗上口会讲，离了葡萄树，枝子什么都不能做。
And we often, you know, we find it easy to say, you know, like if the vine is detached from the branch, then it cannot bear fruit.
The branch detached from the vine. yeah, 对，那这个呢，我们脑袋都知道。
So in our head we know this.
可是我们的心有时候却不够醒悟过来。
But you know, even though we know this, sometimes our heart is not awakened to it.
所以神常常说，常常要叫醒我们，寻求神的人，愿你们的心苏醒，愿你们的心活着。
So often, you know, we pray that that for those of us who are seeking God, that our spirit becomes awakened.
因为有人这样讲，我想我这个就是对的。仇敌呢，对那些爱主的人，他不需要让爱主的人去做坏事。
So we know that you know the enemy doesn't have to cause those who love God to do bad things.
他只要让他们这个生活秩序搞错了，然后就赢了。
He just has to you know get our lives to be, you know.To cause our lives to be disordered, to have the wrong priorities.
Yeah. 好，那你看旧约雅各一章六节，我们看一下旧约。
So let's look at the Old Testament, in the book.
雅各就讲到神宝贝的心腹，好，他提醒我们雅各第一章第六节。
Yeah, so let's look at Song of Solomon.
第六节，我们看他怎么讲。第六节，Chapter One.
Oh, in Chapter One, Verse Six.
Six, 好，他前面讲说，因为这个媳妇，有人说她可能就是一个牧羊女，那日头把她晒黑了，哈。那我们注意下面看，下面这句话，我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
So in verse 6 it says, Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected.
同母的弟兄要他做那做这做那去照管葡萄园的事，忙于那个。
So her brothers, wanted her to be busy working, tending the vineyards.
可是他自己心里面的葡萄园没有时间来看守。
But she wasn't able to take care of the vineyard inside of her.
那我们看，新约时代主耶稣借着一对姐妹，我们都知道。马大跟玛利亚。
And in the New Testament, Jesus, you know, we have an example of Jesus talking to two sisters, Mary and Martha.
有一天，耶稣去他们家。
One day, Jesus went to their house.
这对姐妹接待耶稣的态度不一样。
And there's a difference between how these two sisters spent their time with Jesus.
耶稣就用这个事情来提醒我们这件事，路加福音第十章。
And Jesus uses to remind us about this in Luke chapter 10.
38到42节。
Verse 38 to 42.
我们一起来读好吗？三十八到四十二，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来，来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。”玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
Martha 做的事并没有不好。
And the things that Martha was doing is not bad.
她爱耶稣。
And she does love Jesus.
她要很丰富的预备给耶稣一个很好的招待。
And she wanted to, you know, prepare very well, you know, a bountiful, like...
但是她的点就是她忙乱，心里就忙乱。
The problem here was that her heart was busy and distracted.
这就是很多教会界的人讲生命的是说，你都顾到外面许多的服事，可是你心里面却没有被神保守在他的爱里。
So many people in the church, you know, they talk about in our walk, sometimes we are, you know, just too focused on the outward service, and we've neglected our heart.
那可是这个玛利亚呢，她就是坐在耶稣脚前听耶稣讲道。
But Martha's sister Mary, she was different. She sat at Jesus' feet to listen.
如果马大认识耶稣是怎么样一个人？
And if Martha knew the kind of person Jesus was,
她可能就不会不，她知道耶稣不是一个这么那个，她就不会这么去忙乱，对不对？
She would know that Jesus wouldn't be so fixated on, you know, the particulars of how he was served, and she wouldn't feel so, you know, busy.
所以她的好用心用意很好，可是没有智慧。
So her intention was good, but it wasn't the wisest.
可是玛利亚她好像摸着耶稣的心。
But Mary seemed to understand God's heart.
她要坐在耶稣脚前，领受耶稣对她说的话。
She wanted to sit at Jesus' feet to receive the words that Jesus had.
神的话进到我们的里面，可以做生命的善垢。
And you know God's words, you know, when it's received into our hearts, it can, you know, work in our lives.
可以帮助我们这根枝子跟葡萄树连在一起。
You know, can help us as the branch be attached to the vine.
领受他的生命为我们的生命，他的枝浆为我们的枝浆。
To receive His life as our own.
所以耶稣说这件事是不可少的。
So that's why Jesus said, this is something that you will not take away.
玛利亚懂得选择，选择了上好的福分。
And, you know, Mary here, she knew how to choose what was better.
那并不是神 比较奖励不做事的人，不是这样。
And it's not that God does not approve of those who do the work.
那但是有一首诗歌我想念它的跟你们讲，你们就会明白哈。有一首诗歌讲说，神未曾应许我们不用担负许多重担、许多事物。
And so there's a hymn that
它的名字叫《神未曾应许天色长蓝》哈。他这样讲，把这个讲得非常清楚。505.
So there's a hymn that kind of helps illustrate this. The hymn is called God hath not promised, God is always blue. And in the verse, one of the verses, it says, He hath not told us, we shall not bear many a burden, many a care.
他并没有应许我们没什么事。没有我们，可是他应许，生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得喜，试炼得恩恤，无难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
So it's not that God does not tell us to not have to do anything, but He does want us. In the song, it says that you know God's promised strength for the day, and rest for the labor, light for the way, a grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love.
对，所以就是说我们的那个生活的那个先后次序要搞对，我们不要中魔鬼的诡计。
So you know we have to know what our priorities are in our daily lives and not fall into the schemes of the enemy.
我们可以很忙，但是我们不要忙乱。
So we can be busy, but we don't want to be busy and distracted.
在主里忙。
If we're busy in the Lord,
让神引导去忙，那个很好。
And we're led by God to be busy in that way, then that's good.
因为我们如果神自己在我们里边启动，我们去说去做，那都一定都对人有益处的。
Because if God inspires us to say certain things or to do certain things, it comes from God, that it will be of good use.
可是如果我们自己已经不在主的这个恩中，就靠着自己的好意去忙这忙那，不一定有用。
But if we are not in God's, you know, grace, then and out of our, you know, good will, we think we want to do this and that, then it might not, you know, result.
以前很早以前，我都是在家，客人来都是在家做饭，请人家吃饭。
Back in the days, you know, often when people came over, you know, I would spend a lot of time, you know, preparing, cooking.
因为在外面很贵哈，然后在家呢就是比较节省，因为我们是过信心生活的哈。
Because you know going out to eat is expensive.
后来呢，接待久，后来我想，人家来是要跟你谈心呐、啊，人家不是要吃你一顿大餐呐、啊。
And so over time, I realized people weren't coming over just to have food. It was mainly to talk about.What's on their hearts and minds.
所以那个时候我们就衡量，哦，如果外面有那种你可以随意吃到饱的哈，啊，如果算一算，我如果自己要花，我招待人一定要特别丰富，要花很多钱、很多时间去预备。如果相反的，我去到外面，我把这个时间省下来。
So you know, over time, I also thought about you know, comparing to the amount of time and effort I put into you know preparing these meals, inviting people over, or going out to you know perhaps a buffet and looking at the time and cost. You know, maybe it's okay. To go to the latter.
如果还负担得起。
If it's you know, within
the
means,
cost.
Yeah, if it's affordable.
那我们就可以这么做。
And we can go ahead and do that.
所以那个时候我们家才比较去外面吃东西，就是有朋友来，因为就是跟朋友谈心，啊，让他们，最主要就是要跟我们谈心。
So for some time, you know, we often took people out to eat, but it was mainly to, you know, talk about what's on their heart.
那如果有跟我很近的朋友，他说连去外面吃那个大餐都不用哦，哦，我就到你家简单的吃个面条就好了，哎，也可以谈心，哈，就是你看像你是像什么样的人。
And some of the close friends, you know, they were okay with just coming to our house, you know, just eating something simple.
重点就是我向着这个人所需要的是什么，什么是对他有益处的。
But the main point here is what's the important thing for this person?What's the most beneficial for this person?
So, if we want God's promise to be fulfilled in our lives,
so if we want God's promises to be lived out in our lives,
那我们的这个生命就需要像枝子接在葡萄树上。
Then, you know, our lives we have to be like the branch that's attached to the vine.
这样我们可以时刻领受到神的引领。
So we can receive God's guidance anytime.
还有神处理事情的智慧。
And God's wisdom when it comes to dealing with situations.
这个就是保罗所说的操练金钱。
And so this is what Paul meant when he said to
Godliness.
To work towards godliness.
Yeah. 我们看一下这个地方好不好？提摩太前书，我觉得这个很重要。提摩太前书第四章第一节，
so,
特别是现今的世代。
So let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
我们读第一节哈，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
那个听从那引诱人的邪灵，那个圣经的原文没有邪这个字。
So in the original text, it doesn't actually say
evil, 没有
evil spirit. It doesn't say evil.
听从那引诱人的灵。
Yeah, it doesn't actually say listening to deceiving or evil spirits.
那个不是圣经另外一个地方说，不是所有的灵我们都可以听。
In other places in the Bible, it says not all spirits. We shouldn't listen to every spirit.
这件事我很清楚，因为我在早期的时候被神清楚的教导过。
And for me, this is very clear because early on, God.Taught me about this.
一个认识神的仆人，他是被圣灵充满的。
There's a servant of God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他当时引导我，他引导我说，我读一本书，使我几乎要失去对耶稣的渴慕。
You know, he instructed me to read a book that would have caused me to lose my passion for Jesus.
对，那他让我明白，写书的人如果不是要神的人，不认识神的人，他的灵有时候会影响我们。
And this caused me to understand that if a person who wrote a book was not spirit led, that spirit would also influence me.
特别我这个人是用心去领受那个事情的人，人的话和事情的人。
Especially for me, you know, I'm someone who uses my heart to be influenced by what I read.
对，所以。他说：“你必须要放下这个书。”
So he told me to let go of that book.
我如果继续去读那个书，我就是在偏行己路，就是在犯罪。
And that if I continue to read that book, I would be straying away from God and sinning.
那个时候我不明白，我有好的 intention， 我有好的用意，可是我不明白。
So at the time, I didn't fully understand. You know, I was doing it out of good intentions.
所以当我听从，我放下那个书以后。
But when I listened and I stopped reading the book,
圣灵就充满我。
The Holy Spirit filled me.
哦，我就知道我做对一件事。
And I knew that I did the right thing.
就在那个时候，神让我明白罪是什么，罪的定义是什么。
In that moment, I learned what sin was.
The definition of sin.
罪
的定义就是偏行己路。
So the definition of sin is to go astray and follow our own ways.
没有走在神的路上。
Not walking on God's path.
Go astray 是就是迷失了。
And to go astray.
罪的意思就是 have my own way， 我要按我的意思行。
So sin is to, you know, have our own way.
因为耶稣的路是十字架的路。
Because Jesus' path is the path of the cross.
就是不照自己的意思行。
Which means to not follow our own ways.
我们也不是随便的被人牵着鼻子走。
But we're not also, you know, just.You know, being led by other people.
我们乃是让神引领我们走。
But we are letting God lead us.
所以保罗说操练敬虔这件事呢，他说你要训练你自己 to be godly.
So Paul, you know, tells us that we should work towards godliness.
那这个他说这个对今生跟来生的应许。有你可以赢得宝贵的今生跟来生的应许。
And in doing so, we can receive the promises for this life and our future life.
我们现在，我们大家都知道健康很重要。
For all of us here, we know that, you know, health is very important.
所以现在很多人吃要怎么吃，要怎么运动，哈，我们都很注重这个。
And a lot of us value, you know, what should we eat and how what to exercise.
这个真的很重要。
And this really is important.
因为当你的健康损失了，很多事你都没有办法做了。
Because when you know your health declines, there's a lot of things you can't do.
健康是很大的财富。
So being healthy is a very big blessing.
但是比起操练敬虔。
But when it's compared to you know godliness.
略逊一筹。
It's nothing.
Yeah, 我们看那个提摩太前书第四章第八节。
So let's go look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
我们一起读，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
他是说益处还少，他是说是有益处、有价值，但是比起金钱，那算少多了。
And Paul saying that you know physical training it does have value, but when compared to working towards godliness, you know it's comparably small.
那第九、第十节。保罗强调，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And so in verse 10, Paul continues by saying, "This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive."That we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
你看他这边讲，他讲什么？他这边就讲到说这件事跟我们赢得救恩有关，对不对？他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And so Paul is emphasizing that working towards godliness, this is related to, you know, our salvation, of which God, Jesus is the savior of all men, and especially to those who believe.
我本来要写两个中文字，我忘了写，一个就是忙，竖心旁的那个忙，I'm busy, I'm busy, 这个忙，哈，啊。
So I was going to write two Chinese characters, and the first one is, you know.
另外一个忙就是 blind 的那个盲，瞎了，就是一个王下面一个眼睛，眼光没有了，好，那个盲。And
the other word is for blindness.
我们把那个马太福音第六章说，眼睛是身上的灯。And
we remember in Matthew's, it talks about how our eyes are the lights of our spirit.
因为你闭起眼睛想一想，如果今天我的眼睛瞎了，我是不是整个人就在黑暗里？
And you know, if we just close our eyes and imagine, you know, if today we were blind, wouldn't we just see darkness?
因为眼睛就是那个器官，从外界领受那个光亮，给我们这个人的生命，给我们的身体，对不对？
Because our eyes is the organ that receives light, so into us.
那一样的，如果我们的属灵的 vision。 属灵的这个眼光视觉，如果坏了，
so similarly, if we lose our spiritual vision,
我们里面就没有办法领受到一个属灵的视觉是叫我们有能力能够清楚的看清楚。
Then we won't be able to have the strength to see clearly what God wants us to do.
而且能够用神的眼光来看这个世界。
And to be able to use God's eyes to look at this world.
那可是如果我们属灵的眼光，这个我们这个里面的眼睛，如果 not good, good就是嘹亮的，可以进功用的。
So if you know our spiritual eyes, our spiritual vision, is not good.
我们整个昏花了。
Then we are
clouded.
We're clouded.
Yeah, 哈，我们昏花了。那耶稣说，那黑暗何等的大。
And Jesus says, you know, then the darkness is truly great.
那 为什么我们属灵的眼睛会昏花了？
So why would our, you know, spiritual eyes be clouded?
因为有很多的东西影响了我们。
Because many things are influencing us.
所以有人说，你的眼睛如果嘹亮，那个嘹亮呢，就是 single eye， 就是把你的眼光定住在耶稣身上。
So people say that if, you know, if our eyes are focused on Jesus.
因为耶稣就是世界的光，生命的光。
And because he's the light of our lives.
你的眼睛仰望耶稣，你充满了就是光，就领受到你的生命里来。
And when we look upon Jesus, then his light and life will fill us.
那如果我们不是去看耶稣，东看西看，那比如说我们有我们个人的欲望，啊，这个东西。 引起我的欲望，啊，这个东西挑起我的兴趣，啊，这个东西，嗯，我人生也可以定这个目标，都，without Jesus， 没有耶稣，都注意这些，我就没有光。But
if we're not focused on Jesus and we're looking to the left and to the right, and being, you know, attracted by, you know, our other hopes and other goals or desires, and if those things do involve Jesus.
那耶稣说，这样黑暗何等的大。
Then Jesus says that, you know, then the darkness will be great.
最近我们看加勒约书亚跟十个探子的差别。
So recently we looked at the difference between Caleb and Joshua and the other 10 spies.
他们都去到同样的环境，看到同样的外界的事物。
So they all went together and saw the same environment.
他们以前也是一起经历过那么多次的神迹。
They all, you know, experienced God's miracles.
可是他们让他们心灵的眼光注重在哪里？
But where did they put their spiritual eye, focus of their spiritual eyes?
加勒约书亚他们看到的是神。
For Joshua and Caleb, you know, they saw God.
那其他的十个探子看到的就是环境的艰难。
But the other 10 spies, what they saw and focused on was the challenges of the circumstances.
所以他们反映出来的就不一样。
So their, you know, response were was different.
一个说我们主可以得胜，我们可以去。
Caleb and Joshua, you know, they said, you know, we can be victorious.
另外四个探子说我们完了，他们好厉害哦，我们都会被他们吃掉了，怎么样怎么样，都是没有信心的话。
But the other 10, you know, they were scared and they said, oh, we'll be defeated, and they were not speaking out of faith.
所以实在是非常的重要。
So this is very important.
那我们如果把我们的生命有分别那个时间来亲近神。
So if in our daily lives, you know, we can separate out time be close to God.
我们就常常被神提醒。
Then we'll be constantly reminded.
我们对神就越来越有信心。
And we'll have more and more faith for God.
那耶稣自己就是一个，我们知道耶稣他来到世界上的时候。
And we know that for Jesus when he came onto earth.
他说：“人看见我，就是看见父。”
He said that if people look at him, then it's like they're looking at the Father.
所以我们都没有看过，世界上没有人看过父。可是当人跟耶稣接触，就好像看见父。
So no one in this on earth or in our world has ever seen the Father, but if we look upon Jesus, then it's like we're looking at the Father.
那耶稣在地上的生活
，and Jesus' life on earth.
他也是神，也是借着耶稣让我们明白，我们这些有神生命的神的儿女，在地上可以怎么生活。
He was through his life, it was also an example for us how to live our lives.
因为耶稣有天父的生命，他在地上也是饿着握着世界，可是他可以得胜。
Because even though when he was on earth and the world was under the control of the evil one, Jesus was still able to be victorious.
那如果我们跟随耶稣的脚踪,
So if we follow his footsteps,
我们也可以得胜,
then we can also be victorious.
因为我们里面有他的生命,
because we have his life within us.
那你看耶稣在地上他怎么活, 30多年。
So how did Jesus live during his 30 years on earth?
他在地上三十多年，他是一个完全的神。
During his life on earth, he was completely God.
虽然他是一个人，完全的人子，他也是一个完全的神。
Even though he was also fully man.
即使是这样。
And so even still.
耶稣呢，他却约束他自己。他却放下他自己，甚至他向着天父倒空他自己。
Even being fully God, you know, he submitted himself and he poured himself out to follow God's will.
对，他倚靠天父。
He relied on the Father.
还有住在他里面的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit that lives within him.
所以耶稣虽然一样跟我们遭遇很多的试探，他有可能犯罪的。
So even though he, you know, faced many temptations and he could have sinned,
但是他倚靠天父，他不照自己的意思。
But he relied on the Father, and he didn't follow his own ways.
他依靠圣灵的能力。
He relied on the Spirit, the strength of the Holy Spirit.
他可以成功地活出父要他活的生活。
To be successful in living out the life that the Father wanted him to live.
那我们看，他在福音书里边好多次。
So you know.There are many instances in the Gospels.
他就要离开人群，甚至他的门徒，单独去跟父亲近。
He left, you know, the crowds and even his disciples to spend time with the Father.
你知道，他跟我们一样，穿上我们人的血肉之躯。
And so he's just like us, you know, he put on flesh.
我们人可能有的试探，他也经验过。
So that, you know,The same temptations that we have, you know, he also experienced.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he didn't sin.
他依靠父得胜。
He relied on the Father to overcome.
所以他可以向我们表同情。
So he can relate to us.
那他也很乐意帮助我们。
And he's eager to help us.
来跟他一样得胜。
To overcome with him.
我们举一个例子，马可福音。
So,
马可福音第一章。
So let's look at an example in Mark chapter 1.
第一章啊，从29节到34节。
From verse 29 to 34.
我们看耶稣发生一件什么事哈，就是彼得的岳母呢发热病了，那耶稣就去医好他了。医好他以后，哇，那一天就很多人就带了。第三十节哈，三十一节，他扶他起来，他的热就退了，所以他的岳母就起来服侍他们。结果那一天天晚日落的时候，哇，人就带着一切害病的，还有被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前，耶稣就治好了许多害各样病的人，赶出许多的鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
So starting in verse 30, it says, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove away out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
Look at所以耶稣在那个时候呢，是很 popular， 对不对？围那边的人哇，都被肯定了。
So and in this moment in time, you know, Jesus was very popular. Everyone wanted to see him.
他在那个时候，他的事工服事那么有果效。
And during this time, you know, his work was on full display.
如果我们人，我们就很可能会。多待几天呢、哦？享受那种很好的感觉哈、
啊。You know, and maybe some of us would, you know, want to be there for a few days to experience that.
可以帮助这么多有需要的人。
To be able to help many people.
啊，天父啊，你的名都得荣耀。
And many of us might be like, oh, you know, Oh God, you deserve the glory.
啊，我真的是有用的仆人。
And you know, I am, you know, such a useful servant.
所以你看到了，可是到了三十五节，圣经怎么说？
But in verse 35, what does it say?
我们从三十五节到三十七节，好，我们来看。次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
So in verse 35, it says, Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, Everyone is looking for you.
如果他很被人的需要这样子吸引的话他可能就留下来了。
And if he was, you know, if his focus was on the needs of the people, he might have stayed.
因为大家都在找他。
Because everyone was looking for him.
大家都需要他。
And everyone needed him.
但是那一天呢，他是在父面前好好祷告。
But that day he was, you know, he spent, you know, a lot of time praying.
38节，耶稣就对他们说：“我们可以往别处去。”
So in verse 38, Jesus says, "Let us go somewhere else."
我们知道耶稣就是让天父带领。
And we know that Jesus lets God lead him.
他说，我不照我自己说话，我说话是父在我里面对我说，我才说。
And he often says, you know, like, the words that he speaks are not his own, but he only speaks what the Father tells him to say.
所以我知道，我说的话可以把你们带进永生。
So that he knows that the words that he speaks can lead us.Into eternity. Because God's will is for us to be led into eternity.
你看那个拉撒路的事最明显，对不对？他爱拉撒路。
And the story of Lazarus, you know, exemplifies this.
当马大玛利亚跟他说，你爱的人病了，去找耶稣要来医他弟弟。
So when Mary and Martha reached out to Jesus and said, "The one who you love is sick."
那耶稣他常常亲近神天父，所以他知道这个时候天父的心意不只是医好拉撒路，要更大的这个复活的神迹要发生。他知道，所以呢，他没有听马大跟玛利亚的这个邀请，没有立刻去。
And Mary and Martha wanted Jesus to come to see their brother. But Jesus, you know, he knew what God wanted, and so he didn't come immediately.
So he knew what God wanted him to do.
And he knew what God wanted him to do.
So he could, in his limited life, the heart of the Father to show his will.
So even in his, you know, in his life on earth,he was able to live out what God wanted him.
他是我们很好的榜样。
So he is a great example for us.
那这个不是说少数的人，神对少数的人的命定，这个是神对所有他的孩子可以有的命定。
And so, you know, like this, isn't just for, you know, a small group of people to follow, but this is, something God wants all of His children to be able to.
只是有的他的孩子啊，领受到了哦，神向着我的心是这样。
But the difference is that for some, they're able to receive this.
有的人就以为信耶稣只是得点好处。
And maybe some others may just think that believing in Jesus is just, you know.Just experience some of the benefits.
差别就在乎我们对神的心意领略的够不够丰富。
So the difference is, you know, in our lives, you know, how much do we let God lead us?
好，那我们举个例子，我们在大卫王，大卫王在诗篇二十七篇。
So another example is King David in Psalms 27.
第四节很有名，对不对？哈，我们都说我们有一件事，我诚求耶和华。啊，这个我们都知道。我们看第八节。
And let's look at verse 8.
第八节说：“你说你们当寻求我的面。”那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
Verse 8 says, "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek."
这个第八节，这个你说，这个也是点点点，而是翻译的人把它加进去的。
So this part, when it says, my heart says that.
所以这边好像让我们知道说，大卫好像听到神向他的心意，就是说，你们当寻求我的面。
So here it's like the King David was, you know, He seemed to understand God's heart, which was to seek the Lord.
那个时候，我的心就向你说， 耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
So here he says, my heart says of you, seek his face.
然后在27篇的13、14节。
In the same chapter, in verse 13 and 14,
他说，我若不信在活人之地， 得见耶和华的恩惠，下面也是翻译的人加进去的，就早已上胆了。
Verse 13. It says, "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living."
对，然后十四节他说，好像是对那些在困难中的人这样讲，要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
And in verse 14, you know, it's like he's speaking to people who are going through challenges and sufferings. He says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
这个等候神就是亲近主。
And here waiting for the Lord is, you know, having intimacy with God.
来到神面前有所期待。
To come before God's face and to have expectations.
来到神的面前，心灵跟神相交。
To come before God and to, you know, to have a relationship with God.
我向他倾心吐意。 我向神倾心吐意。
To speak to God.
那神向我说出他对我的心意。
And for God to speak to us.
他说我们需要这样子。
And so David is saying that we need, King David is saying that we need to be like this.
那要 take courage, 要勇敢。
And to take courage.
不要害怕。
To not be afraid.
神向着我们是慈爱的。
God is loving towards us.
所以, 这个亲近神跟我们的心意更新变化是很有关系的。
You know, to have this intimacy with God, it's able to change our lives.
上个礼拜Juha跟我们讲的见证，他就是这样子跟神相交。
And so Sister Juha's testimony last week is an example of having this relationship with God.
那在那个诗篇24篇第6节那边讲说。 有一种人，他们是寻求耶和华的族类，24篇第6节。有一种人，他们是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
So in Psalms chapter 24, verse 6. It says, remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old.
寻求耶和华的族类，寻求里面的雅各。这种人呢，第5节说，他的生命，神会使他的生命成为 righteousness.
Verse 6 was, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
第5节就说,
and in verse 5 it says, he will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior.
他的意思是神要成全他。
So his meaning here is that God will vindicate him.
我最近听那个大卫袍生的一篇讲到，我听到讲一句话，我好受感动。
Recently I was really, you know, touched by what David Paulson said in one of his sermons.
他说，我们认识神很重要。
He said, you know, to know God is very important.
我们要活出神所要我们活的同等的重要。
To live out the life God wants us to live is equally important.
因为我们是 preparing 我们进入新天新地。
Because it's preparing us to enter the new heaven, new earth.
所以基督徒，神呼召我们成为基督徒，就是要让我们更新变化，成为一个新造的族类。
So God called us as believers to you know, shape us, to become His people.
我们要不仅耶稣的生命一点点在我们里面，要逐渐遵他而行，而长成满有基督长成的身量。
So what He wants is, you know, from a little bit of His, you know, life in us to really develop fully.
所以我们上次讲过，以弗所书。又是一个四章二十三节，以弗所书四章二十三节那句话，我们要把心智，要将心智改换一新。
So, we also talked about recently Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23, where it says, we need to be made new in the attitude of our minds.
以弗所书是讲教会的一卷书。
And the book of Ephesians is talking about the church.
神要什么样的教会？
What kind of church does God want?
以弗所书第四章二十三节说，蒙召的人要把心智改换一新。
And in chapter 4, verse 23, Paul writes that what God wants is a church, that is renewed in the attitude of our minds.
我们从二十二节读到二十四节。以弗所四章二十二到二十四节。
So let's read from chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
他前面说，我们如果听过神的道，领受神的训诲，我们就要如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，二十二，我们一起读，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以为什么居华那一阵子读真言被神督责，他可以得到那个恩宠，得到那个赏赐。
So this is why during when Sister Juhua during that time.She was able to receive these blessings.
因为她脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Because she put off her old self and put on the new self.
神为她自己的工作印证，她要赏赐这样子的人。
And so God wants to bless those who do this.
我们在今生生活就得到神宝贵的应许，成就在我们身上。
So that in our lives we're able to experience these blessings and promises.
所以愿我们呢都成为一个欢喜行神的道的人。
So let us be people who are joyful in following God's ways.
神等着施恩给这种人。
And God, you know, is eager to pour out blessings on these.
神要迎接他们。
And God will receive them.
如果我们继续这样寻求神，
and if we continue to follow and to seek God in this way,
有一天我们会发现，
one day we'll find out,
神会很实在的临到我们。
God will be very real to us.
神实在的同在要临到我们，
and His presence will be upon us.
我们现在已经有点浅尝，我们希望更深的领受。
So now, currently, you know, we have some of this, but we want it to be even more.
你会发现，当我们的心按着神的心意去持定。
We'll realize that when we let our hearts to
we have our attitude according to
when our attitudes are according to God's heart.
对， 而我们的口说神喜欢我们说的话。
And when our mouths speak what God wants us to speak.
比如说，我们宣告神是怎么样的一位神。
For instance, when we proclaim, who God is.
我们把他当得的称赞，归给他。
When we praise him.
那还有我们的一些跟别人、跟弟兄姐妹的交接是彼此相爱的。
And when our interactions with our brothers and sisters are out of love,
你就会发现神的同在大大与我们同在。
And we'll realize that God's presence is great among us.
我们彼此勉励，好不好？
So let's encourage one another.
那神只要一个一个得着这样子的人，这些人就是神的种子，他们要成为别人的祝福。
And as long as God, you know, is able to,
to bless others through us, God will bless others through us.
If He's able to change us, you know, one by one, then we'll be able to be a blessing to others.
Yeah. Okay, 我就讲到这里。亲近神那么重要。好。